Nolte, Sundance Film Festival goes full MC Carthyism with Loyalty Oath. By John Nolte on January 19, 2023. If you want to participate in the Sundance Film Festival this year, you must sign a fascist loyalty oath, reports Gary Gapel in the Wall Street Journal. Gapel, who has attended the festival virtually in the past, was all set to do so again from his home in Indiana. But Sundance's woke Gestapo would not allow him to buy tickets unless he signed on to the festival's community agreement. This agreement would force him to promise to be vigilant in the fight against the spread of COVID-19, to avoid unwelcome sexual attention, harassment, stalking, and inappropriate physical contact of any kind, and to never engage in abuse or intimidation, including that related to race, gender, position, or wealth. It gets worse. Oh, it gets much worse. Sundance has a snitch line that allows people to squeal anonymously on anyone who violates the Sundance loyalty oath. After someone squeals, he says, the allegation is, and he quotes the Sundance website, taken seriously and reviewed carefully by Sundance Institute's safety and belonging team. Again quoting the website, he says this inane safety and belonging team can then punish a ticket holder with exclusion from Sundance Institute programs, platforms, or spaces, including a complete ban on further participation in any Institute program or event. Gapel asked if he could purchase tickets without acquiescing to the agreement and was denied via an anonymous email. He asks a good question. What if I slipped up and engaged in intimidation related to wealth, whatever that means? Well, that's the point. The rules are deliberately vague. No one knows better than fascists that the best way to paralyze and terrorize people is to ensure they don't know what the rules are. This way they refrain from doing anything other than speaking in the most correct way possible. This way they use only the correct words and have no fun at all. They're paralyzed by the unknown. Gapel closes his piece this way. Writing in the past tense about Sundance makes me sad. But more of us, patrons, donors and especially liberal-minded board members of arts organizations, have to learn to echo Alexander Solzhenitsyn, no, not through me. If we don't, we can prepare for the Sundance loyalty oath to become the norm at cultural venues. And we should prepare our imaginations for whatever comes after that. Well, the fact that there has not been a single peep or objection about this in the entertainment media, who must know about it, tells you all you need to know. Something else to remember about the left is this. Within a year, gay marriage turned into gay porn in elementary schools, biological men in women's locker rooms, drag queens in libraries, and sex change operations for children behind the backs of parents. 2 weeks to stop the spread turned into 2+ years of lockdowns, school closures, vaccine mandates, and masking. Crime is openly encouraged through the end of bail and the decriminalization of looting, shoplifting, and arson. Immigration reform turned into a wide-open border. Pro-choice turned into allowing a born-alive baby to die of exposure and neglect. Political correctness is now blacklists and loyalty oaths. There is no end game with the left. There is no bottom. These people are monsters of nihilism, chaos, death, and authoritarianism. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.